keeping you informed. Adam Sterling on CFAX 1070.
It'll be cold comfort when we get through all of this, and we're congratulating ourselves on making sacrifices and doing what needed to be done to keep our families, keep our friends safe and healthy amidst the COVID-19 pandemic as it washed over the world, inflicting untold suffering and hardship in some areas. Here in British Columbia, we have all been doing a Herculean job bending down the curve, but that, of course, has not come without sacrifice, great sacrifice in many cases. There are those of you listening right now who are lonely, who wish you could see your friends, who wish that you could be outside your apartment more often, wish you could go down to the pub, maybe have a pint or two if that's the type of person you are, or just engaging in any group setting. That's what human beings do, for heaven's sakes. And we're being asked not to do that right now, for the health of the general public. And most of us are abiding by these rules. We want to make sure, though, that everyone who is doing their part, withdrawing their services, making sure that they are obeying social distancing laws, do not suffer financial devastation and ruin because they are doing their part. I am pleased that the government of Canada has the financial supports that it does. I am pleased that the government of British Columbia has rolled out the financial supports that it has up until this point, acknowledging, though, that unlike or like any program, they're not perfect. And we don't expect them to be perfect. We expect them to continually be improved, of course, as we go through this. But one of the unique businesses here in the Victoria area, it would seem, has not been caught by many of the safety nets that have been woven by the powers that be over the past few weeks. For example, the Victoria horse carriage business. Now, full disclosure, I am a finalist for the Radio, Television, Digital News Directors Association of Canada Commentary Award for radio, the Western Canada region so far, for the work that I did on the Victoria horse carriage situation and how it interacts with Victoria politics. They're supposed to announce that winner on March the 28th. Gala was canceled because of COVID-19, as I'm sure all of you can understand. I expect that to be announced in short order in the very near future. I have no idea if I'll win. I don't care. It's not about me. But I just wanted to put that on the table for the benefit of context sake. So I know a lot about this particular file. I've been following it for years. I don't want to get into the politics here. I don't want to get into certain members of Victoria Council constantly trying to get rid of this industry over the years. I don't want to talk about the activists that we have found to be targeting the industry over years, either publishing or causing to be published information that the other knew or not or ought to have known was not true, discrediting themselves, which, by the way, has happened. I just want to talk about everybody getting through COVID-19 at this point and how the community is coming together. This is a good news story. Donna Friedlander, Tally Ho, joining us. Hey, Donna, how you doing?
Good morning, Adam. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I am looking at your GoFundMe page right now. The title is For the Love and Health of Our Horses. It is, 2 days old now? And you've actually raised a lot of money so far. People really love your horses.
People really do love our horses. And, you know, going to a GoFundMe page, it's not an easy decision to do. You don't do that lightly. I was encouraged, I think, by friends, family, lovers of the horses, that is a route we could take. So that is what we're doing at the moment. Because as you can appreciate, we do fall between the cracks a little bit right now. And, you know, there's a lot going on through government and there's a lot of support out there in the community. So we're just trying to find our own way through this really bizarre time that we're all living through.
COVID-19 may mean the end of many things, but after 117 years, could it really mean the end of Victoria's horse carriage industry if people don't step up?
Well, hopefully not. You know, you can almost probably hear my voice shaking. I hope not. This industry is part of my family. You know, I've been involved in it for over 30 years. I love this industry. It's my husband's legacy, my late husband's legacy. It's something that I will continue to fight for because I believe wholeheartedly in it, and I believe wholeheartedly in the care that the horses get here in Victoria in both Tally Ho and Victoria Carriage Tours. You know, I know we do a really good job here. So, and I think it would be a shame that if people weren't able to continue to actually interact with our horses and get to meet the horses, both a shame for the public and a shame for the horses because they actually really love it.
I was going to say, how are the horses? Because we've talked in the past about how, especially the Clydesdales, they're bred to have piles of energy that they need to burn off, much like a golden retriever is bred to love chasing down tennis balls. They don't view it as a chore or as something they toil at. They like doing it. It's fun. The Clydesdales haven't been pulling around any carts, at least downtown, for a while. So how are they holding up?
It's a good question. they're bored. Yeah, quite honestly, they're bored. We're doing what we can to get them out. You know, we are taking them out in Sanishton. People have probably seen us trucking around with a horse and a carriage, just two of us. That's, you know, my daughter and I will take out a horse in a day and give it some exercise. As far as on the farm goes right now, we've had, it's just my two daughters and I that are kind of trying to work horses. Plus, we've had some of our staff members come out and kind of volunteer some of their time with the horses that they're particularly attached to, which is great. So the horses are getting some exercise. It's nowhere near the amount that they should be getting this time of year, but we're doing what we can to keep them fit and healthy.
So there's going to be no income coming into your business for at least the foreseeable future, as is the same with all other tourism-type operators here in Victoria. The difference, though, is that these horses require an enormous amount of proper food and care and upkeep. You've set a goal for $120,000. You have already raised almost $13,000, and it's only been one day. Donna, how's that possible?
It's shocking. You know, we set a goal, and to be really quite honest, I mean, maybe I should or shouldn't say this, I don't know, but I'd be surprised if we met it, but it's our reality. The $120,000 is reality. And, you know, we stopped operating pretty much in October of last year, so our normal financial planning process says, okay, well, we've got, you know, until the end of October, then we feed the herd through the winter, and we have spring startup. We don't start making money again really until about May each year. So we had planned to get through until kind of around this time. But like many other tourism operators, we also went out this winter and were reinvesting in equipment because this year was supposed to be a very banner year for tourism. You know, we've completed a new barn. When I say we've reinvested in equipment, it's actually been everything about the horses. So it's been new paddocks and a barn and getting their living standards just, you know, as high as we can keep them for the horses. So we started the year a little bit behind the eight ball. If I'd had a crystal ball back last October, that would have been great. But as we look forward now, it's going to be probably a full year before we are operational again. And that's the part that scares me a little bit because, we do spend just over $10,000 a month on horse care, just horse care. That's nothing else to do with business operations and everything else that I've been trying to keep at a very bare minimum. But horses got to eat. Horses got to live. And so that's what we're asking the public to help us with as much as they can. And, you know, we very much appreciate this is a big issue for a lot of families. So, you know, only if you can afford to, thank you. But even words of encouragement are really, really helpful for us as a small family. It's a tough situation to be in. These horses are part of our family. And I don't say that lightly. You know, they live with us. They're just like the dogs and the cats and, you know.
I find it interesting, Donna Friedlander, because whether we meant to or not, whether we like it or not, what you are doing now is essentially running a horse sanctuary. And there were calls in the past that attacked you and attacked others, saying that the horses would be better off if they could go live on a farm where they didn't have to pull carts, they didn't have to go into traffic downtown, they didn't have to do any of this. Imagine how perfect things would be if they could just sit on a farm and do what they want and be away from traffic and somebody pay those bills. That's exactly what you're stepping up to do. I would imagine that the animal rights activists would be cheering this and supporting you and saying, we're so thankful that you're doing what we've been asking you to do. Now, I know that's not the case. And it makes me think that a lot of the activists care a lot more about themselves and their political profiles than about the actual well-being of these horses. That's my honestly held view that I would happily, exhaustively justify if ever given the opportunity to do so. But it sounds like there's an opportunity here right now, Donna Friedlander, for people to help out these horses, knowing that they'll stay safe through COVID-19 in Central Saanich. So where do people go for more information?
Thank you for that, Adam. We are pretty much essentially running a horse rescue, and like most organizations with zero income, it's difficult to meet the expenses of horses. Just they're expensive animals, and you know these horses eat a lot. They're 2,000 pounds. If people are able to help, that's phenomenal. We do have a GoFundMe page set up. We are still selling gift certificates through our website. So if you'd like to buy a gift certificate for a tour in the future when we are operational again, you know that's a way of being able to put some money into the business, but then also be able to enjoy the horses at a future date. When COVID lifts, when the pandemic maybe hopefully settles down one of these days soon, we are looking at ways of trying to give back into the community, get the horses back into the community as soon as we can. It's really important, I think, for all of us. You know, you started your show talking about people that are in isolation and really not getting that social interaction, and the horses are part of that. They are part of our bigger community in Victoria, and they give so much back to us. You know, my family and I, and our co-workers that are coming out to volunteer, we're incredibly lucky to be able to actually be spending our days with the animals. I mean, that's the silver lining for us. But you know, their care is 24/7. They are monkeys. They are perpetual 3-year-olds. They're into things, and you know, they have to be. They have to be watched all the time.
Absolutely. Folks, if you feel this is something that you would like to put your dollars toward, they're selling gift certificates on their website. So when they do get back up, you could have a horse ride that you pay for now. They're also taking donations via their GoFundMe page. When this is all over, folks, I'm looking forward to getting back to our city. I'm looking forward to enjoying all the things that I loved every day, but I didn't really notice until they were gone. And if we come out of COVID-19, folks, and there is no horse carriage business here in Victoria, I admit that I will be very sorry, and I will regret that perhaps all of us didn't do more to try to protect what we had and appreciate what we had while we had it. So I wish you all the best, Donna Friedlander. Sounds like you've got a lot of support out there already. I don't even need to say anything. But again, the GoFundMe page is for the love and health of our horses. Donna Friedlander, organizing the fundraiser from Tally Ho Carriage Tours. Where can people go for more information?
There's lots of information on our website, Adam. We will be posting regular updates on our Facebook page to keep everybody apprised of kind of how things are going. I think what we'll do is we'll start to showcase different horses on Facebook, too, so people can maybe get to see our horses behind the scenes a little bit, because you're all used to seeing them out in the public eye. But yeah, they have quite the life at the farm, too, with their friends and companions and their daily routine. So we'll use Facebook to the best of our ability right now to get information out there. If people have questions, by all means, contact us. You know, we do still love to talk about what we do and how things are going right now. And the support has been really, I thank everybody for the support. It's overwhelming and really, really heartwarming for my family and I.
Yeah, I'm actually watching the donations roll in right now. We're having these conversations. This is amazing. Donna Friedlander, we're going to keep in touch. Nobody gets left behind. We know it's hard. Everybody's doing their part in COVID-19. Nobody is going to get left behind in this. If I have anything to do with it, that includes you, that includes the horses, that includes everybody here in Victoria. So stay safe, all right?
Thank you so much, Adam, and I appreciate very much your dedication to community. It's huge this time. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's all we have in times like this is the world crumbles around us. So we got to protect what we have, right?
Yeah, we do.
All right.
We do.
Have a great day. Take care, Donna.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Donna Friedlander with Tally Ho. Yeah, there we go. Look at all you generous people. Again, For the Love of Health and Horses is the name of the GoFundMe. Or if you would like to purchase a gift certificate, they're selling those as well. We will take a quick break. Coming up in just a moment, Dr. Bonnie Henry yesterday, more news that I found positive in terms of COVID-19. I have to tell you, though, things aren't looking so good in Ontario. Saw a news story earlier, actually it was last night, I guess, where apparently in Ottawa, they're looking at toughening the laws potentially that would stop people even from talking to their neighbor in their driveway for social distancing. That's how concerned they are about the infection numbers they see. I'll go through it after this.